The persistent struggles faced by fishermen in Miku amidst the encroaching sargassum seaweed are being alleviated as the government of St. Lucia unveils a new jetty. The government of St. Lucia has inaugurated a new jetty in Miku, providing relief to fishermen who have struggled with the pervasive sargassum seaweed along the shoreline. The thick layers of sargassum had created considerable difficulties for fishermen, who previously had to wade through the dense seaweed to bring their boats ashore. The new wooden jetty promises to streamline this process, providing safer and more efficient landings. Along with the jetty, a washroom facility was also unveiled, enhancing the livelihood of the fisherfolk. Today, I'm very excited and happy for our fishers. In the past, they faced challenges where they had to manually move their gas and other equipment needed for fishing. Imagine the fishers leaving port at 5:30 in the morning and having to swim to their boats. I'm very happy that the jetty has been able to solve all the problems that fishers faced in the past. The event saw a gathering of community members, government officials, and fishermen, all of whom expressed their gratitude and optimism for the future. Prime Minister Philip J. Pierre emphasized the importance of supporting local livelihoods, stating the jetty is more than just a structure. It is a vital support for our fishermen who contribute so much to our economy and culture. I want to thank the fisherfolk and the people of Miku for their patience in waiting for this necessity. I want to thank them and say that there are many more things in store for the fisherfolk in this country and the farmers of St. Lucia. The government's proactive approach to addressing challenges in the fisheries sector, exemplified by the new jetty in Mikud, ensures that St. Lucia's fishing villages continue to thrive amidst natural challenges through sustainable solutions in agriculture and fisheries.